In flame.
Okay, what do you call that?
We just have a sore.
Well, around that skin, the way it does real funny sometimes around and gets kind of feverish around it.
Inflammation is all I heard.
You ever hear proud flesh?
Yeah, proud. Well, yeah, I have heard of it. But it don't have, you don't have
what
too much.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just flesh that won't heal, it's hard to heal up.
Okay. And that'll be like, but that would be the area around
it? Yeah, it'd be around it, yeah.
Okay. And would it be red?
Yeah, it'd be red. Raw, look like a raw, like beat up cube
okay.
steak or something.
Okay, now, fine. Remember that next time. Okay, and then that red medicine that you'd put on a cut burns some.
Iodine.
Okay. And that terribly bitter medicine that they used to have to take for malaria.
666.
Quinine.
Quinine.
Is 666 another name for it?
No.
It's got some in it. 666 used to be well, they still do take it. It's made in a cold for 666 for cold and chills and fever.
Quinine,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Okay. And if someone got sick and didn't recover, you would say they
died.
Okay. And how about maybe around the family, you wouldn't talk about, I'm so sorry, your husband died, say something else. How would you say it? Instead of died, you probably want something more, less direct than
Well, you'd be sorry to hear of your trouble or sorrow.
Okay, and or something a little bit more, instead of died, using something.
Passed.
Okay.
Sorry, your husband passed.
Okay, any more?
No, that's about all you can say. I mean, that's what I know.
Okay. Well, how about kind of crude expressions for having died.
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Any more?
Oh, he done took a trip or something like that. You hear him? And he just done gone to hell or something. He done died and gone to hell. That's what you say about some of these old mean folks.
Yeah. Okay. And you might say, if you don't know what caused his death, I don't know what he died.
What killed him and what he died from.
Okay. And you bury people in a
casket, a grave.
Okay, well, going back to casket, what else do you call it? Anything else?
Well, vault.
Okay, depending on if it's a
vault. Yeah.
But most of you say a casket.
Mm-hmm.
How about coffin? Have you there?
Well, I've heard coffin. I mean,
most of
the casket.
Okay. But the place where they're buried.
It was a cemetery.
Okay. Would you make any distinction according to whether it was public or whether it belonged to the church or whether it was private?
Well, no. Normally, just say. Well, normally you would say if it was a church. A lot of these country churches have cemeteries, you know, and most now they got mostly a lot of these private. I mean, just. Well, you'd have distinct between, you know, wherever.
But you wouldn't have a name. That's
no,
what
you
I
wouldn't
really
have a name, no.
Okay. And after a member of the family dies, the close family would go into what? Would have a period of
mourning.
Okay. Or do you have to say anything else for that?
No.
Okay. And somebody asks, how are you today? Or how you doing?
Fine. No, that's about good enough or something. There's
okay.
just any number of expressions people use.
Well,